Hello and welcome to Luktar's podcast. I am actually recording from my new little device that I just bought. It's a Kobe MP3 player. It's the MPC855, and it's just a little USB stick that comes with not just an MP3 player but also with an FM radio. I generally don't buy too much stuff, and I was actually very disappointed when I got a Sony mini disc player because, well, first of all, the interface was really hard to navigate and the LCD display wasn't backlit, so you had to be not just in a lighted place but like a sunny place to actually see what you were trying to do with it. And then the worst thing was trying to actually get stuff on and off of it because you had to install proprietary software from Sony and it wouldn't work every single time. Sometimes it, you know, I think I recorded 2 mini discs, and I probably have like 10 of them, and it is so painful to record into them that I've only done it twice. So I'm actually very happy to tell you that, you know, as soon as I got this little thing out of the box, I just put in a battery and I started playing with it. I'm definitely really amazed at how easy it was to just get into it and figure it out. I actually bought it because I need an MP3, not an MP3 player, but an FM radio to go to the gym. They have a whole bunch of TVs and you can actually tune in to listen to what's going on with just a regular FM tuner. And I missed a sale that they were having at Micro Center where I could have gotten one really cheap. But this one was not bad at all. I got it in Kmart for, I believe, $29. And it's not a huge MP3 player, it only holds about 500 and I think 512, if I'm correct. Yeah, it only holds probably about 200 to 250 songs at the most. But, you know, for a workout, I don't think that I'm going to need more than 200 songs. So I think that this is the perfect little device. Not only that, but it's going to allow me to actually go ahead and have the radio function of it, the FM tuner function of it. And I was actually testing it inside of the house, and it was pretty good. It actually picked up the radio stations a little better than the clock radios in the house do. So I'm actually pretty impressed with this little device, really easy to use. I'm actually doing a podcast on it, which is kind of cool also. And I would definitely recommend anybody buying it that, you know, is looking for something cheap to take to the gym, put some music on, and doesn't want to spend, you know, $300 or $400 on one of the brand new, one of the brand new iPods, which look pretty slick, but I think that this gets the job done. And since it's just simple plug and play, I don't see any problem with it. I mean, if you have a laptop or, you know, if you have a computer at home, you can just, you know, put some songs into it and take it to the gym and just have fun. So this is it for the podcast, just a quick one. Just wanted to talk about this little device that I bought and wish you guys a happy weekend.